Dr. Pinsky with the Mount Hymen, Brian Anderson. Brian Anderson is a 48-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1/4/22. Appeared the parking lot had snow in it. Appeared he got out of his van with tools and flipped upside down and landed posteriorly on his shoulder. Appeared he did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to diagnoses of fractured shoulder and torn rotator cuff. Repaired surgically by Dr. Dwyer in August of 2022. Appeared he completed his physical therapy several months ago. Appeared in paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Anderson was working on a boiler and went to his truck and slipped on ice, falling onto the left shoulder. Repair treatment records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 1/4/22. Period. He had fallen earlier that day and injured his left shoulder. Period. He had painful range of motion with significant limitation in all planes. Pretty was diagnosed with left shoulder strain and closed heel sacs fracture of the left humerus. Pretty ordered an MRI of the shoulder and placed Mr. Anderson in a sling. Period. The x-ray report from 1/4/22 should be inserted here, along with the addendum. Period. MRI of the shoulder was done on 1/27/22 to be inserted. But this was an MR arthrogram. Period. In paragraph on 8/9/22, Dr. Zucconi performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Anderson followed up postoperatively over the next few months, running through 1/9/23, concurrent with physical therapy. But at that juncture, he had excellent range of motion, and his strength continued to improve. But they reviewed a return to the gym exercise program. Period. He was now discharged from care and cleared for full unrestricted activities. Period. Physical exam. Extremities up. There were healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had full range of motion of the left shoulder without crepitus or tenderness in a fluid fashion. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/5. He resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions on 1/4/22. Brian Anderson slipped and fell onto his left shoulder in a snow-covered parking lot. Appeared he was seen the same day by Dr. Zucconi and found to have a fracture. Appeared he was placed in a sling and then underwent MR arthrogram on 1/27/22. Appeared surgery was pursued several months later on 8/9/22. To be inserted. Period. He had physical therapy both pre- and post-operatively. Period. As of 1/9/23, he was doing well and discharged from Dr. Zucconi's care. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be full fluid range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the shoulder were negative. Period. There was minimal weakness in left shoulder abduction, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. And that is the end.